This is American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Each week on a program, of course, we choose a theme, bring you reporting, interviews, songs, anything we can think of on that theme. Today's show, Inside Job. We've arrived at Act Two of our show, Act Two, taking a big pink eraser to the thin blue line. You may have heard of these self-produced DVDs called Never Get Busted Again. In them, there's a guy named Barry Cooper who shows small-time pot growers how to avoid trouble with the police. For example, how to handle yourself when a cop stops you on the highway with his drug-sniffing dog.
It's a good idea to carry a cat in your car if you're going to have a couple of marijuana cigarettes. This confuses the dog where his drive is channeled to chasing these things instead of looking for the marijuana.
He also explains how to grow pot without getting caught indoors or out, how to spot undercovers and informants, how to handle knock and talks and rap and taps. That's when a cop tries to talk his way into your house.
If you hear a knock at your door and upon investigating, you notice it's the police, if your door is not locked, go ahead and lock it right then.
I don't open the door for police.
That's Barry demonstrating how you should yell through the window at the officer. All this advice could really only come from a consummate insider, and Barry Cooper is one. He's a former narcotics cop, and a dirty narcotics cop at that. And recently he has moved on from the DVDs to a new venture, again, drawing on his experience in law enforcement. Michael May tells the story from Austin.
I've watched videos taken from the dashboard camera on Barry Cooper's squad car in the mid-90s. Back then he had short cropped hair, cop mustache. He liked to lean into a suspect with a smirk that said, I know you're lying.
Okay, where's the marijuana at?
I ain't got it.
These two ladies in here been smoking weed too?
No.
Barry was a member of the Permian Basin Drug Task Force, a West Texas unit that became notorious for using unscrupulous tactics in the war on drugs. It was eventually shut down by the FBI in the late 90s. But to Barry, it was a great assignment. He learned all the ways to bend the law to rack up arrests and chase down suspects. Barry was in his early 20s, and he says the thing he loved most about being a cop was the adrenaline rush. One of his favorite things to do was to pull people over on the highway, and then, just for kicks, incite a chase. How?
They taught us in the academy that once we found drugs on somebody, to handcuff them immediately. Instead of doing that, I would look at the suspect and say, well, some crack cocaine I found in your pocket. You're under arrest for a felony. You're going to go to prison for life. Whether he was or not, he didn't know that. And I would just turn around and walk to the patrol car to get my paperwork ready and to radio it in, giving that suspect time to run. And they often did. And then the foot chase would be on, and then the fight would ensue. And that would get my adrenaline fix. I was one of the biggest assholes you'd ever want to meet in a drug deal. A lot of what I was doing was doing illegal searches, such as making my dog false alert, or saying I had an informant to raid a house when I never did, and we would raid a house. It's called using a ghost informant, or conducting illegal searches on citizens to seize narcotics. It also includes stealing money. I never planted drugs, but I often threatened to scare citizens into becoming my informant.
Barry served 8 years on the force, but after getting caught doing an overzealous search of a black man's underwear, looking for drugs, his department was sued in a federal civil rights case. They settled, but Barry left the force anyway, frustrated and angry that his superiors didn't defend him. He bounced around for a few years after that, opening several used car lots, founding a church, even starting a cage fighting business. But it was his next step that truly changed his life, when he fell in love with his current wife, Candy, and began smoking the substance he'd spent years arresting people for.
I spent the next year literally in her bedroom, her and I growing close together, talking and smoking pot. I'd never eaten a pizza in bed in my life. Until then, we would order pizza and smoke marijuana, and the first thing I did would laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and I just couldn't believe the joy I was feeling. That would turn into that would turn into crying. And she knew I had a lot of guilt. I'd start talking to her about, you know, how bad I felt about the stuff I did to people for this marijuana that I was enjoying and that was healing me. So she was smart enough to help me get through those flashbacks. And she would tell me, yeah, it was rotten what you did, Barry. But you, you know, you were doing what you thought was right. And the important thing is now humans can change and people will forgive you.
Barry wanted to atone. So this is when he created the Never Get Busted DVDs. In 3 years, he says he sold over 50,000. Today, Barry has long hair, a goatee, hoop earrings, and a pinup girl tattooed on his neck. He smiles a lot and cries easily and says, I love you as a casual greeting. Part redneck, part hippie, part ex-cop. When I introduced him to my wife, she told me she felt like she just walked into a Coen Brothers movie. And Barry's next big idea was like something straight out of one of those movies. He decided he wanted to do more than just help potheads. He wanted to expose and punish the cops that put them in prison. Barry says the war on drugs has warped the priorities of law enforcement. Small-town police fund their own salaries by seizing cash and property in drug raids. Incredibly, they don't even have to charge someone with a crime to keep the stuff. And he says that's given cops a reason to routinely bend the law to bust people. Which brings us to Barry's latest great idea. It involves chases and traps and suspicious props and anonymous tips and TV. Barry would set up elaborate stings to catch cops in the act of breaking the law, and he'd film it for a reality TV show he wanted to create called Cop Busters, spelled with a K.
Every year, thousands of innocent people are sent to prison, many because of corrupt cops.
Do you have a search warrant?
This is the Cop Busters trailer. Barry put it together to shop his idea around to TV networks. And in 2008, Barry decides to test his premise by stinging cops in Odessa, where he once worked on the task force. He believed the cops were corrupt there and had a plan to prove it. And Barry also had a secret weapon, an unlikely benefactor, one with deep pockets. His name was Raymond Madden, and he was a conservative, middle-aged businessman. For most of his life, Raymond trusted the police and voted tough on crime. Then his daughter Yolanda was arrested for having an ounce of meth and sentenced to 8 years in prison. Madden was convinced the police had planted the drugs on her. A police informant even testified at her trial that he'd framed her. Madden spent years trying to get activists and reporters interested in the case, to no avail. Then he came across Barry Cooper on the internet.
First thing I got of Barry was his videos, and I thought, what a nut job, you know, this guy is. And I was desperate. So you're talking about a father that's desperate. I mean, I was running out of options. Barry knew a lot of the players in this deal because he had been involved in the Odessa scene. And he had a knowledge that I didn't have. He knew how cops think, okay? I didn't. That's where I was kept making my mistakes is I went up to people thinking they were going to be honest, but he knew how they thought. And so, you know, I kind of think of Barry as like some of these, I call them blue-haired biddies or Baptists or blue-haired, that used to smoke and don't smoke. My gosh, there's nothing worse than a reformed smoker to be around, you know, or a reformed drunk. Well, Barry was a reformed cop, and my gosh, there's nothing, there's probably nothing more sanctimonious than that.
Barry told Raymond he couldn't get Yolanda out of prison, but he could embarrass the police and get the press to look into her case. His plan went like this. He'd set up a fake marijuana grow house and get the Odessa police to raid it illegally. Inside, he'd put a single grow light over a couple of Christmas trees, Barry's idea of a punchline. He'd invite local media along to catch the police looking like fools when they busted in. Raymond spent over $30,000 setting this all up. Barry rented a house, wired it with four cameras, bought laptops to watch the video streaming live, hired a crew and a lawyer, and put them all up in hotels while they set the trap. To bait the police, Barry's crew sends an anonymous letter to a local church, promising a house full of pot plants and $19,000 in drug money. An anonymous tip alone is not enough for a search warrant. Barry was hoping they'd search the house illegally. Well, of course, he filmed everything. So the letter goes out to the church. Oh yeah, it also mentions the money is going to be gone by the next day. 14 hours later,
back up, zoom out.
And here come the cops.
Barry and his team are sitting in the hotel room watching the scene on computers when the cops burst in the back door of the house with guns drawn.
They're in.
They're raiding it.
The police walk in the living room and stand in front of a poster Barry's hung on the wall. It tells them they're on Cop Busters. They lower their guns. One says, "We've been set up, huh?"
Let's go.
Barry jumps in the car to go confront the cops before they leave. He's clearly high on adrenaline at this point, just like the old days. He jumps out of his car.
Hey, I'm Barry Cooper with Cop Busters. Why are you in my house?
Barry runs into the street wearing a bright red t-shirt with the words Free Yolanda printed on it. He starts hollering at the police. They tell him if he doesn't get on the sidewalk, they're gonna arrest him.
We're not giving nobody no hassle.
Y'all planted drugs on Yolanda and she's in prison because of it.
Please,
sir. That's giving people a hassle.
Sir, you've been warned.
You've been warned. You've been warned.
Walking the roadway, going to jail for it.
Video cameras, plants masquerading as drugs, and a message are what police found while serving a search warrant today.
Barry had invited the local TV news to film the raid, and people got the point. Folks in West Texas didn't like the fact that cops busted in on a home on such flimsy evidence. And the police alienated even more residents when they threatened to subpoena the local paper, the Odessa American, to get the names of people posting anti-police comments on the newspaper's website.
The reality show team out of Austin has been setting up the fake drug den for 6 months. But why all the trouble?
Get Yolanda Madden out of prison.
Raymond got the publicity he was after. A 250,000 people watched the raid on YouTube. Newspapers started covering the Yolanda case. A year later, a judge released Yolanda from prison on the grounds that the prosecution had withheld documents. She's now awaiting retrial. For their part, the Odessa Police Department released a statement saying the raid was a waste of law enforcement time and taxpayer money. The police threatened to charge Barry for staging the sting, but they never did. After Odessa, Barry went looking for more dirty cops to bust. Without Raymond's money to spend, these were pretty low-budget affairs. Barry dressed up a duffel bag to look like something a drug dealer would tote around, including a crack pipe and $45 in cash, hoping cops would find it and take the money. He did this sting 3 times. Then the police struck back. 5 days after Barry posted a video on YouTube of a cop in Williamson County finding the $45 in the bag and pocketing it, Williamson County police arrested Barry. And they did something police almost never do. They raided his home on a misdemeanor charge. The charge was false report to a peace officer for a phone call made to police about one of the duffel bags. Barry's wife Candy, his 14-year-old daughter, and 8-year-old stepson were home during the raid. Barry was in handcuffs, but he still knew how police think, so he was sure he knew what this was all about.
And I explained to them, after they had pointed those guns at my wife and then walked me into the house, I said, before any of you motherfuckers are going to search any bit of my house, you're going to have to listen to me. And one of them tried to quiet me down. I said, motherfucker, are you kidding me? This is a misdemeanor raid. I'm in handcuffs. I'm going to have my moment or I'm not cooperating. So they stood down and I went one by one shaming every one of them, female officers and male officers, explaining to them that we were nonviolent, that this was activism, that we know this is retaliation.
The police included narcotics officers who obviously hoped to find drugs in the house. They found a little pot, only enough for a misdemeanor possession charge. The police also referred Barry and Candy to Child Protective Services, charging that they were providing their teenage daughter with pot. After a visit, CPS dismissed the case, but the investigation took its toll. 2 weeks ago, Zach, Barry's 8-year-old stepson, visited his father for spring break and still hasn't been returned to Candy and Barry. Zach's father heard about the raid and filed for custody. Here's Barry.
Our son being taken from us was so hard that for the safety of my family, we decided that we're not going to do any more cop stings. You know, I wasn't expecting, I never would have done those bag drops if I would have known it would have led to this.
Copbusters was over. Barry had thought his firsthand knowledge of the system would keep him a step ahead. But the cops didn't need an elaborate ruse to sting Barry. They didn't need to plan for months and set a trap and get it all on video. They just needed a reason to come bursting in the front door.
Michael May is the culture editor at the Texas Observer, whose website, texasobserver.org, is linking to all of the YouTube videos of Barry's police raids.
Well, there are good guys and there are bad guys. And there are